What are you doing? Donald, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites.
Good evening, America, and welcome to the second presidential debate. It should be a night to remember. Please welcome Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and a special moderator... The coronavirus.
Who the hell? How did this happen? You're the one who brought him in here last time.
Whatever, this couldn't possibly be worse than Chris Wallace. Okay, let's do this.
All right, before we begin now, I need to ask you to respect the rules. If you don't, I can mute you, and if you really piss me off, I'm gonna go ahead and stop you from breathing. Got it?
Please, nobody breathes more strongly than I do these days, okay? Not on these drugs. I'm like the Superman of breathing.
Ah, you're more like Darth Vader. I can hear you wheezing from over here.
Just go back to sleep, Joe, will you please?
Gentlemen, please. Now, let's begin. Does either of you really have a plan to deal with me?
Well, sure. Here's the deal. Our plan is clear. Donald Trump doesn't have a plan. That's our plan, to point out... that Donald Trump doesn't have a
not
plan
true,
to deal
not true
with the coronavirus.
Fake news, Benghazi,
no,
Burisma,
no,
H1N1,
totally
Crooked
discreet,
Hillary,
totally
Pizzagate,
discreet.
Obama is a Muslim.
Mr. President, please,
No, I'm not going to let you dominate me. You're from China, not Russia.
Okay, that's it. I'm muting you.
What? You can't... Thank you so much, Mr. Virus. I really appreciate
it. Nope, I'm muting you too, because Americans love a false equivalence.
Wait, you're not seriously going to go...
Oh, yes, I am, Joe. Because after watching another debate like this, the American people know that there's only one real winner tonight. Me!
Day to day, we look for the one, and we're keeping records.
presidential debate number two was scheduled for this evening, but instead we got two dueling town halls, Joe Biden on ABC, Donald Trump on NBC. Joe Biden took questions from voters in Philadelphia. Trump, again, was in Florida. Savannah Guthrie was the moderator tonight, which is a role she also played back in 2016 when then-candidate Donald Trump did his first town hall with NBC. And this is funny. This is what Donald Trump told Savannah and Matt Lauer 4 very long years ago.
It's easier for me to be presidential than for me to be doing what I've been doing for the last really 9 months. But at the right time, I will be so presidential, you will be so bored, you will say, can he have a little bit more energy? But I know when to be presidential.
Oh, okay. When is that? Maybe we could get a little bit of that going before you leave.
What about QAnon?
You mean the group that thinks Democrats are a cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles? And that I'm their messiah, I don't know anything about them at all, no.
Yes, you do, Mr. President.
All I do know is that they're against pedophilia, and I agree with that. If anyone's against pedophiles, it's me, the man who was close personal friends with one of the most famous pedophiles on Earth. Rest in power, Jeffrey.
Okay, what about the Aryan Brotherhood?
They're very pro-family, that's all I know.
KKK?
Your car breaks down, you call Triple K.
Okay, Mr. President, just last week you tweeted that Osama bin Laden is still alive.
I didn't tweet it. It was a retweet, which is short for a really smart tweet.
And that brings us to 1939. A year when I went to the World's Fair and met the real Mickey Mouse. Does that answer your question?
So just to be clear, when was the last time you tested negative?
There are so many tests, Santana. I get tested all the time.
Okay, but for COVID?
There are so many COVIDs, Savannah, COVID-12, COVID-14.
Were you tested for COVID-19 on the day of the debate?
There have been so many debates, Savannah.
There was one effing debate. Now, and do you have any remaining symptoms of COVID?
No, not at all. I'm doing great. My doctors say my lung is beautiful. I have one beautiful lung now. It's turned basically into glass, so it's very strong.
And you didn't have pneumonia?
Well, I had a small fever. It was around 100 Celsius, but I did great. I never died, never saw hell or the devil. He never showed me a list of my sins. I was just alive and strong the whole time.
And that's why you have to do something. You can make a difference.
And that's why we're going to have a V-shaped recovery, a deep V, with rippling pecs and a toned 8-pack, a swimmer's body, basically, like I have after COVID. And it's going to be beautiful.
The question was, why won't you release your taxes?
Well, that's simple, because I don't want to go to jail. Thank you.
Let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you
Could
be mine?
You be mine?
Won't you be my neighbor?
Trump and Biden held dueling town halls on Thursday, and Trump's high point of the night was probably this.
I have to say, you have a great smile.
Got you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, he does. You're so handsome when you smile.
The man's got a smile that can light up a cross. Although, as high points went, that was basically it for the president. Even that moment turned fast. Just watch what happened immediately afterwards.
You're so handsome when you smile. Okay. As the daughter of immigrants to the United States who fled Eastern Europe due to religious persecution,
right.
The United States immigration policies are very personal for me. If you are elected to a second term, do you expect to pursue your previous efforts to cut the DACA program?
Wow. That might actually be the perfect way to ask Trump a question. You have a lovely smile. Anyway, you'd have doomed my ancestors to die in the Holocaust. Why? Trump's town hall, like his entire campaign, was extremely light on policy details because he doesn't like to talk in specifics about what a second Trump term would mean. He's made very few concrete promises other than, I will not leave, I will not die, and I will give you COVID personally.
Last night, Trump was in Des Moines, where he delighted the Iowa crowd by letting them know just how thrilled he was to visit their state.
Get the hell out to vote, because if I don't get Iowa, I won't believe that one. I may never have to come back here again if I don't get Iowa. I'll never be back. You understand that, Kim?
That's Kim Jong-un, is the Kim he's referring to. They're doing some campaign events together. This guy, I know we know he's nuts, but he is nuts. Nobody, no one in my lifetime has done more to separate us, to drive us apart than Donald Trump. And yet, he genuinely believes he deserved to win the Nobel Prize for Peace.
I told our First Lady, darling, we're going to have the greatest publicity I've ever had tonight. I got nominated for the Nobel Prize. Do you know what that is, darling? Let's go home. So I leave for the first time in a long time early. I get home. I turn on the television. They talked about your floods in Iowa. They talked about how's Iowa doing the crops? How's this happening? How are they doing in Florida? How the 3-4 stories, one after another. Where's my Nobel Peace Prize they don't talk about?
That's right. F you, Iowa, with your floods and your crops. I told Melania I was going to win a Nobel Prize.
With President Trump down by a wide margin in the latest polls, his campaign has landed on a closing argument, spread coronavirus to as many people as possible, and threaten to leave the country if he loses.
In the run-up to the election, Trump is planning to hold 2 to 3 events per day. Brilliant! Be on TV every second to remind Americans why they can't stand looking at you anymore. At a rally in Georgia on Friday, Trump openly mused about losing.
Could you imagine if I lose my whole life? What am I going to do? I'm going to say, I lost to the worst candidate in the history of politics. I'm not going to feel so good. Maybe I'll have to leave the country.
I'll help you pack. I hear Equatorial Guinea has a beautiful no extradition treaty this time of year. Now, one of Trump's biggest problems is that suburban women in battleground states don't like him, to which Trump responded, yes, you do, and yes, you will.
The women who they say don't like me, they actually do like me a lot.
No surprise there. Trump's got a long history of ignoring women saying, I'm not that into you. And he ain't too proud to beg, sweet darling.
Suburban women, please vote for me. Suburban women, will you please like me?
Please clap.
2 weeks left in the campaign, and he's starting to sound like late 70s Woody Allen. Suburban women don't like me very much.
Trump is also being hurt by his total shanking of the pandemic, and things are getting worse. On Friday, for the first time since July, the United States reported over 70,000 coronavirus cases, and one expert predicts that the next 6 to 12 weeks are going to be the darkest of the entire pandemic. In other words,
the worst is yet to come.
We're now heading into a third wave of the coronavirus pandemic, which scientists are warning could be the worst yet, and Trump is doing nothing. He's letting a deadly virus rip through the country unabated. Worse, he seems like he's doing everything he can to spread the disease after appearing to catch it himself at a White House super spreader event, and even acting like it was a good thing, calling it a blessing from God, suggesting he's immune now, and that he feels powerful like Superman, when, if anything, he has the grammar and syntax of Bizarro. Women suburban like no Bizarro. At that same Florida event, as hundreds of Americans die every day and 10 states recorded record-high COVID cases, Trump once again told seniors that the virus was on the verge of disappearing.
The light at the end of the tunnel is near. We are rounding the turn. I say that all the time. Some of the media doesn't like hearing it, but I say it all the time. We're rounding that turn.
You've been saying that for months. If you're always rounding the turn, then you're actually just going in circles.
Round and around and around. Round and around and around. Round and around and around and around and around.
Oh, stop the world and let me on. I'm tired of going round and round.
Today, Trump stopped by Arizona for another super spreader rally. And he insisted that this whole pandemic thing is just a passing fad.
Your state is doing great with a pandemic. Pandemic. They're getting tired of the pandemic, aren't they? Getting tired of the pandemic. You turn on CNN, that's all they cover.
COVID, pandemic. You know why? They're trying to talk everybody out of voting. People aren't buying it, CNN, you dumb bastards. They're not buying it.
Trump then bragged about his own recovery.
It's great. But I took it, and it was incredible. And I was out. I took it. I felt like Superman. The next morning, I woke up. I said, let me at him.
Ah, yes. Exactly like Superman. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a crazy guy jacked up on steroids. Truth, justice, and the American... Let me at him. Trump keeps insisting COVID is nothing to worry about.
It's ending anyway. I mean, they go crazy when I say it. It's going to peter out, and it's going to end.
We're rounding the turn.
We're rounding the corner.
The light at the end of the tunnel is near.
Nothing says you're out of danger like go toward the light. We're going to put all the COVID into a bucket, and then we're going to kick the bucket all the way to that farm upstate. We're all going to live as live as doornails.
Trump keeps going from state to state, holding super spreader rallies where people are tightly packed in without masks or social distancing. Even in states experiencing surges and hospitalizations and caseloads like Wisconsin, he keeps spreading lies about masks, and his events have repeatedly been linked to outbreaks from Tulsa to Minnesota. Just today, he once again attacked the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, calling him a disaster. At this point, it's impossible to conclude anything other than the fact that Trump and his allies are actively trying to get people sick. What more could he be doing at this point? Letting people crowd surf at his rallies? Check. And then chucking hats you touched into the crowd right before testing positive for COVID? Check. Soon he's going to travel with a mascot named COVID Larry. He'll hand out kisses to whoever cheers the loudest. That's the story most voters are laser-focused on. The president and his party are actively getting people sick. Trump and the GOP clearly do not care how many Americans die from this disease. They're more upset about Facebook and Twitter not letting them spread obvious bull about a New York Post story. Even the Post's own reporters didn't want to put their names on. The out-of-control pandemic that is once again spiking across the country and the economic misery that comes with it are the stories that matter most, and Trump and the GOP can't just talk them away no matter how hard they try. That's why they're unraveling, inciting violence against their opponents and spinning wild conspiracy theories. So over the last few days, Trump has repeatedly called for Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, to be thrown in jail, even after a right-wing terrorist plot to kidnap Whitmer was uncovered.
You know, Biden wants to lock it down. He wants to listen to Dr. Fauci. He wants to listen to Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci is the most trusted person on coronavirus in the United States. I don't think that's the attack you think it is. And I'm being told there's already a new ad.
You know, Biden wants to lock it down. He wants to listen to Dr. Fauci.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Last night, the same Dr. Fauci was on 60 Minutes, and he was frank about Trump's efforts to keep him from speaking to the public.
During this pandemic, has the White House been controlling when you can speak with the media?
You know, I think you'd have to be honest to say yes. I certainly have not been allowed to go on many, many, many shows that have asked for me.
Fauci was also concerned about the president personally.
Were you surprised that President Trump got sick?
Absolutely not. I was worried that he was going to get sick when I saw him in a completely precarious situation of crowded, no separation between people, and almost nobody wearing a mask. When I saw that on TV, I said, oh, my goodness. Nothing good can come out of that. That's got to be a problem.
So Fauci influences Trump's COVID policy the same way we do, by staring in horror at the TV and saying, that's got to be a problem. Today, with infections spiking across the country, Trump hit back at Fauci on a campaign staff phone call with reporters saying, people are tired of hearing Fauci and these idiots. All these idiots who got it wrong. Yeah, remember the idiot who said it would go away in April? According to polls, people are really tired of that guy.
The reason they're trying to slime the Bidens is because they can't actually talk about Trump's horrendous record. And now, with 2 weeks until the election, as millions of people line up to vote early and Biden widens his lead in national polls, the president has been as erratic as ever. He's concocting a harebrained scheme with his Italian Dracula lawyer to spread disinformation about the Biden family, calling for political opponents to be thrown in jail, inciting violence against the governor of Michigan, laying the groundwork for a sequel to Bush v. Gore, begging suburban women to like him, threatening to leave the country if he loses, suggesting on Twitter that Biden had the members of SEAL Team 6 murdered after failing to kill Osama bin Laden, who is, according to this theory, still alive and claiming the military has some sort of secret aquatic weapon.
Everybody is envious. We have the hydrosonic missiles that you used to hear about. We didn't have them because other countries were stealing our plans from the Obama administration. But we now have hydrosonic missiles.
Are you sure you don't mean hypersonic? Not hydrosonic? Are you confusing the U.S. military with Aquaman?
We have hydrosonic missiles, folks. They can talk to dolphins, fish. That's how we recruited the Navy SEALs.
We're watching a deeply dangerous man, supported by a deeply dangerous party, unravel at the prospect of losing power. They don't seem to care who they hurt or who gets sick in the process, but it's in our power to stop him by voting to repudiate him in overwhelming numbers. And if we succeed, this time next year, he'll be going from country to country asking people,
"Will you please like me?"
Now these are the new days. Wendy plays guitar. Watch you make it weird. Watch you make it weird. Watch you have to make it weird. Watch you make it weird. You made it weird. You made it weird. Remember that Tony's little poison oyster bar. Everything was on the house and building.
For the
songs, skits,
from
G-Zero,
Media,
Quintren,
and News,
Pussycat,
Patsy.
Klein. Golden. Earring.
Thanks to
Rod. Serling. Rudy. Giuliani. Cartman. Richard. Nixon. Duff. Vader.
Jimmy.
Kimmel. Mikey.
Day.
Jim. Carrie.
Kate.
McKinnon. Alec. Baldwin. Oliver. Seth. Myers. Stephen. Colbert. Jeb. Bush. John. LaPook. Anthony. Fauci.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.